and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news is that whilst our farmers in the north are still waiting for the dry spell to arrive, the south of England is suffering the driest spring for over 60 years, and crops are now suffering badly. With no rain forecast anytime soon in the southeast, some vegetable growers have given up planting any new crops, and sugar beet is suffering particularly badly. Oilseed rape, barley and wheat yields will all be affected, and the worry for those with irrigation equipment is that there may well be a ban on using water from some of the usual sources in a bid to conserve stocks for essential use. Right across Europe, the situation is even worse. And taking France as an example, irrigation of farmland is being stopped in some parts, and farmers are being urged to harvest crops as soon as possible to avoid further damage. It's all causing further price rises in all cereals, and oilseed rape is now quoted at over £400 a tonne, both ex-farm and now at harvest as well. But back to today, and we're looking at milking cows. And my guest is an expert in cattle behaviour, Bruce Woodacre, whose theory is that happy cows produce more and better quality milk.
If the cows are not happy, certainly their milk quality will suffer. When you're looking at happiness in a cow, it has to be a contented, comfortable cow that is well fed, its rumen is well full, and it's fed like a cow, i.e. on forage. And those cows give creamier milk.
Okay, so that's happy cows producing better quality milk. But what about music? How does that figure? What about, say, playing them something like MFR Breakfast Show or something like that?
Music to cows has been well understood, actually, unlike most areas of cow psychology. And it's well known that cows respond to music. Probably not heavy metal, but if you have calming music played during the milking parlour and even in the cow barn, the cows are more contented and milk more readily.
And finally, Bruce, you think the cows have actually got a sense of humour. How can you actually tell that?
If you've ever seen a herdsman slip up and fall on his backside in the manure in front of the cows all stop and look at him. And I think they're quizzically amused.
So there you go. A note to all herdsmen out there. Calming music is best for your cows. Maybe that's where I was going wrong with mine. It was just 70s disco all the way. And I'll leave you with that light-hearted look at cow psychology for this week. Do have a good weekend. Back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.